The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we don't need to wait for a special moment to start meditating or practicing mindfulness. But now that I started to talk, you can officially start if you were practicing mindlessness. And just that reminder, being in a meditation center, having someone sitting up front to offer some invitations, some reflections, it's all just a reminder of some interest we all have in mindfulness, in present moment awareness, in the heart that is sensitive already. So a lot of what we do in practice is see what's in the way of a more stable, grounded, relaxed, present moment awareness, instead of trying to have a special experience. We're just interested in the mind and body here and now, ordinary, natural, and what's in the way, what is the mind caught up in, what is the heart confused by, that can be just seen more clearly and allowed to flow on in this moment. So we're always redirecting the attention to what we can know directly here and now. The body sitting. And just this sense of presence that we can feel in an embodied way. What does it feel like to be sitting here? And again, our tendency is going to be to want to look for something special. But it's more that we're interested in, you could say, a background of peace. When thoughts arise and pass away, when the body feels agitated but then relaxes, when thoughts and emotions are known but there's the awareness that knows all of that activity, in every moment, something is being known, a thought, a sound, a body sensation. And in every moment, there is the mind that is knowing. It's just these two things in every moment, awareness and an object of awareness. Moment by moment by moment, something being known. just the nature of the mind and body expressing themselves. So our job as meditators isn't to control the objects, the experiences that are known, because these are just following their nature. Instead, we're interested in the mind that knows, the mind that is meditating, the mind that is making some light, relaxed effort just to remain interested, developing the mind, the stability of the mind through continuity of present moment awareness. In a very light and relaxed way, just checking in. Is the mind aware or lost in thought? And again, we're not looking for a specific object, we're more relaxing, just knowing what is here to be known. Don't need to look for a different object. What can the mind know right now? Physical sensations, the mood of the mind, pressure on the seat, the hands touching, the movement of air on the skin, any tension in the muscles of the face, tension in the feet, the vertical axis of the spine resting on the earth. Sounds being known and passing away. And we can know the attitude. Is there any liking, wanting in the mind, not liking, pushing away, or just distraction? And we can recognize that, the attitude in the mind. And we can remember that the objects of the moment are just expressing their nature. And our job is just to remember that. This is just the nature of the mind and body expressing itself. And instead of getting pushed around, pulled into the content of a thought, we're investing in this strength, this power of present moment awareness. So there could just be three instructions when we need to remind ourselves of what to do. The first is to relax. Relax the body and the mind. It's okay to relax. Second is to be aware with right view, the view that this is just the nature of the body and mind. And the third is to maintain awareness of the nature of the body and mind. So relax, be aware, and maintain awareness moment after moment. So we'll continue in silence. The practice doesn't take a lot of effort. So when we notice that we're tense, that's a signal to check in with the attitude. Maybe we're practicing wanting to get something, have a special experience, or we're resisting an experience that's present, or we're lost in a fantasy or planning, not connected with the present moment. The only effort required is to remember. Just not forgetting, remembering to recognize the present moment's experience. Whatever we can know is enough. The body and mind expressing their nature moment after moment. Whatever we can know, sensation, pressure, tingling, a thought, the movement of a thought, when we notice we're caught up in thinking, then we're not aware anymore. We're not aware of anything. We're lost. So then we just, when we wake up, we recognize, oh, that was thinking. And we continue to invest in present moment awareness, just recognizing moment after moment what's being known, what's being known now. Is the mind aware or lost in thought? for the last minute or so. If your eyes have been closed, you might want to practice with the eyes open. Continuing to recognize the present moment's experience.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.